Radio Moment.
Capital in the Northeast currently enjoys around 400,000 listeners. The origins of that service, though, go back 20 years this week, and the launch of Galaxy 105 to 106.
Hi, I'm Jim Hicks, the managing director, and if it all goes wrong in the next 5 minutes, it's all my fault.
Hi, this is Jaina Rangoonie, program director of Galaxy. What am I doing today? Actually, not a lot. I'm sitting in my office with my feet up on my desk, watching everyone run around like flies.
The new mix for the Northeast Galaxy 105 and 106. We're here at last.
Yay!
And this is Steve Fennell and Sam Ross here this morning. Thank you for joining us. It's 3 minutes past seven. Why don't you give us a call and let us know what you're up to today?
Galaxy launching to huge success in the Northeast. Its late teen listeners back then are now nearly 40. When the press write about Tony Blackburn's pirate days, they talk often about Caroline. But it was the Pirate Radio London where he really settled and learned from its American-inspired formatics. He arrived on board there 53 years ago this week.
Only you there from Rita Favoni. That's number seven this week in our Fair 40. Thanks a lot, Paul Kay, for reporting. And welcome back, everyone, to the Tony Blackburn Show. Lovely to have you listening. And remember, I played you a track from the Peddlers, or of the Peddlers, just a little while back. Well, a funny thing happened because our tender has come alongside, and we now have the latest LP from the Peddlers, the first station in Great Britain to have a copy. And as yet, it's on tape, and so they haven't even finished it yet. And I'm just trying to sort out a track that I particularly like, and I'll be playing you one from it, okay? Here's the number 31 sound, doing very well in the States, and it's going to be a big hit here for the casinos.
Tony Blackburn on the Pirate Radio London. He joined there this week in 1966. Tony went on to define the early days of Radio 1. In fact, it seemed almost unthinkable that anyone else could wake up a young Great Britain until this week in 1973.
19 minutes now past 7, 19 after 7. And in case you've been out of the country, or you've just been released, or something like that, and you didn't know there's a new lineup on 247 Meters, Noel Edmonds here on your breakfast show for this Wednesday morning, and each and every weekday morning at 9 o'clock, Tony Blackburn, 3 hours right through to 12, and Johnny Walker at 2, David Hamilton, and then at 5 o'clock, Radio 1 Club.
The first week of Noel Edmonds on Radio 1 Breakfast 46 years ago. Now, in 2019, this chap runs that show.
Christina Aguilera and Reverend the Makers. Good morning.
National Radio 1.
This is Greg and Early Breakfast. Hope you're well today. Friday morning, 5:08. Are you okay today? I'm okay. I'm all right. Well, happy it's the weekend. One more day to go. So this week then, I had to go out to my house in Norwich and because I was moving and cleaned the whole place because my landlady was coming to visit. Now, if you've ever cleaned out a house, you would have cleaned out your oven before. And I had to clean out my oven on my own whilst my landlady was watching.
That's how he sounded in his early days. Greg James on Radio 1. He made his debut there 12 years ago this week, straight after his graduation. It's a year now since Hits Radio launched, broadcast nationally on DAB and in Manchester on the FM frequency formerly known as Key.
But there's obviously a tinge of sadness saying goodbye to Q103 and all that sort of caper and saying goodbye to this show, but I'm not going to miss the alarm clocks.
Well, I was going to say, how funny is this? The whole time I would have listened to the radio in the morning, you would have been on breakfast.
Yeah.
Doesn't that make you feel old?
Yes. Well, because we met when you were a little kid.
Yeah, like 9.
Were you 9?
No, I was about 12.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God, that makes me feel
Mike Tulland's final fling, and then...
Good morning, it's Gethin, Gemma...
Hello!
...and Dave...
Hello!
...on the brand new Hits Radio, and I know it's only 8 minutes past six, but you have to forgive us for being this excited, because...
Proper job, don't we?
Well, hang on, you'll have probably been awake since about 3:30, knowing you.
Tino, you're right.
He was in an hour early again today, you know.
I did it again this morning. We came in for rehearsals last week at 4:30. I did the same this morning.
He loves it. He's so keen.
Gemma and me get in about what? Not together, obviously, but we get in about what? 5:30-ish,
yeah.
Don't we? 5:30, 5:45. And when I was walking in today, I was thinking, I wonder what time he's got in. And I thought, I bet he's been in since about 4:00.
It's true. And poor Paul at security, you know, like, because everything's been rebranded today.
Yeah.
If you're walking around Manchester this morning, I think we'd like to apologise.
Yeah, you'd see our faces everywhere.
No, hello, apologies. Hits Radio, the new national network from Bauer a year ago today. And that same week last year, a new breakfast offering from Absolute Radio.
Good morning. It's the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio.
And it's all so new and shiny and scary and intimidating.
It's dawning of a new era.
How did you find getting to sleep last night, Matt Dyson?
Oh, it was tough. It was quite warm, wasn't it? So it was. I didn't really have a great time. Didn't sleep very well. Didn't expect to sleep very well, to be honest.
And of course, naughty, naughty boy slept on the wrist for you. You stayed up very late for a man who is debuting a brand new breakfast show.
Well, it's Handmaid's Tale on the Sunday night, isn't it?
Gets you every time.
Dave Berry and his inaugural Absolute Breakfast. Meanwhile, his predecessor, Christine O'Connell, was getting to grips with the controls at his new Australian station.
This song's pulled. Brian's come running in. He's halfway through eating a satsuma. I don't know if that's a sex game or something he does during the show. What's happened, Brian? They're going to blame me. This is show one.
I mean, from a listener's point of view, I'm going to say it does seem like you're the easy person to blame at the moment.
No, don't just blame the POM, okay? What happened?
Try it again.
Well, you elected to be behind the buttons.
Yes, but
so you could have come and
said, I didn't touch anything. I was going through some of the texts that have come through and the emails. George Michael starts strumming and then he's off. Who do I complain to about my own show?
Christine O'Connell on his first show in Melbourne. Bob Holness became a huge TV name with blockbusters. On radio, he'd worked at The Light Programme and Radio 2 as well, but his partnership with Douglas Cameron became a famous LBC fixture. And that stint ended this week in 1985.
The time is 27 and a half minutes past six, and at this time every weekday morning for many years, I've bid the man who's sitting next to me right now a very good morning, and he's gone on to tell you what's in the programme.
Yes.
Today it is rather different. It's his last morning on the AM show after 10 years, and, you know, he's only really got a very sparse knowledge of what is in the programme, because we have a lot of surprises lined up for him between now and 10 o'clock. Here's surprise number one. Ted Heath and his orchestra playing one of your all-time favourites, Bob.
How did you get hold of it, Cameron?
Well, sir, that's a little bit of a secret between myself and the production staff here.
Yes, I've got it at home, but I didn't know you had it hanging about. Anyway, well, thank you very much indeed. I'm not going to say what's in the programme today, because, as you said, I have very little knowledge, apart from the fact that I know we've got our fruit and veg experts coming in. I know we are going to talk about soccer, and that's an important topic today. And as regards anything else at all, well, you've got that look on your face, so I'm not going any further. This is AM.
Farewell Bob Holness from LBC 34 years ago this week. He died 7 years ago. So with County Sound Radio becoming the first station to split AM and FM completely 31 years ago, County Sound Premier Radio. The last Hit 40 UK on commercial radio 10 years ago became the Big Top 40.
At 39 this week with Eddie's Song, which is down 29 places, and kicking off Hit 40 UK this afternoon, Kaiser Chiefs.
Brian Matthews' first Saturday skiffle on the BBC Light programme 62 years ago.
Now here's Shane Fenton's group, the Fentones, as they play Lullaby of the Leaves.
And Rock FM born 29 years ago.
Good morning, it's bigger and better than ever. Friday, June the 1st, and this is the new Red Rose Rock FM.
Those are this week's Radio Moments.